You guys all met Christy, by the way? Christy's our new administrative assistant, so you guys will get to know her pretty well. All right, we'll get started. We're going to call to order a joint meeting of the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District Number 1 and the Ochre Point Improvement District. This is a combined meeting. We do have a quorum of both boards. So, everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the record and the recording. Again, I'm Michael Jensen with Snow, Jensen, and Reese. Why don't we start with the Improvement District Board? So, with that, Dell, do you want to start?
I am Dell Nichols, Chair of the Improvement District Board.
Joe
I'm
White.
Darrell Anderson, and I'm on both boards.
Joe White with on both boards as well.
And Matt
Okay.
Donaldson. Oh, go ahead.
Nope, go ahead, Matt.
And I'm Matt Donaldson, and I'm on the Ochre Point PED board.
David Hutchison with CLA.
Right, that's everyone I show. Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Do we have any public that is there?
No, sorry.
Okay. No, that's okay. Thanks, Christy. All right, we'll go to our consent items. First, let's cover the minutes of the Ochre Point Public Infrastructure District. Board, did you guys have a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do we need to put them off till our next board meeting? Tell me what your thoughts are.
They look good to me.
Yeah, I
Okay.
reviewed them and I think they're okay.
Okay. Could we get a motion
So
on
I
those
make a
then?
motion. We approve the minutes
I
of
second
the
it.
November
Okay,
meeting.
so Joe with the motion, we'll give Daryl the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. All right, let's go to the minutes of the Improvement District. Dell, you had some questions. Would you prefer to put those off until we can get them all squared away?
Well, I think they're simple. I think we could delete C1 and D1, which re refer to the infrastructure district business, and approve them as such.
Okay, we'll make those edits as noted. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thanks,
Joe.
Daryl. Oh, that was Joe. Okay.
Yes.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, first up then is the tentative budget for the Public Infrastructure District. I'm going to stop sharing. We'll let David start sharing and go through the budget for us. So this is again on the Improvement District. No, excuse me, the Infrastructure District.
Infrastructure district. Okay. So, excuse me. Sorry, frog in my throat here. So, for the public infrastructure district number one, and I pulled these numbers off of the base financial plan. If there's more updated information on the bond issuances and then once I get those, we can update these. But starting off,
David, can I get you to increase the
yeah.
to enlarge it? Great, thank you.
No problem. So starting off in I guess this is a summary. Let's go to the general fund. It'll be a little bit easier to follow, I think. So we've started off with just some basic administrative expenses for the remaining portion of the year, 7,500 accounting, 12,000 legal, 3,500 in miscellaneous. Total of 23,000 to be covered by a developer advance for 2024. In 2025, we have budgeted 18,000 of accounting, 9,000 in, and sorry, that's insurance. Wrong line there. My apologies. 9,000 is.
That would be for the audit.
Sorry, no. That's the audit. Sorry. My apologies. You're right. And okay. So 9,000 for the audit, 4,000 insurance, and 20,000 for legal. And
so for David, again on the insurance, that's going to be that 4,275, and that probably will come out this year because we need to make that payment because we're getting the insurance now.
Okay. And then it, so it'll be, we'll move that here, 4,275, and then we'll also have an additional 4,275 for 2025.
So, board, just so you know, it's 3,500 for the actual insurance and then 775 for the treasurer's bond. That's how we get to that 4,275. That's what the quotes came back at.
Okay.
Come. So moving on to the, let's go to the capital projects fund first and then come back to the debt service. So for revenues, bond proceeds for series 2024A1, 7,520,000 bond proceeds from the 2024 A2s, 2,039,609, and bond proceeds from the 2024 B2 is $1,951,000. from those funds, bond issuance costs of $575,400. For the A1s, 2024 A1s, 2024 A2s, $40,792, and 2024 Bs, $58,530. And we've estimated capital outlay of $1 million for the remaining portion of the year. I don't know. This is something we wanted to ask if what you guys expect or plan to expend for the...
For, is this for the end of the year?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think we'll spend anything. So, well, we do have a reimbursement of $100,000, $99,000, I think.
All right.
But we won't spend anything else. Won't be paid until 2025.
Okay. Perfect. So, and then the transfers to other funds from for the debt service fund, for the capitalized interest fund and the surplus funds there of $2,391,400. So this will be $8,444,487 that'll carry over into the beginning of next year. Just as an initial point, we put $100,000 in interest income. Sorry, my apologies here. Interest income. And so where these are new funds received, I don't know if you guys have elected investments yet, but that's something that you guys would want to do if you want to earn some interest off of those funds in the time being.
Can that go, can that just go in the state fund that they have?
In the state fund, sorry.
Yeah, I thought, well, the state.
Yes, so, multiple state funds, right? And let Michael look in there. Sorry.
No, I mean, there's a list of places, Joe, we could invest in that UMB can put the money. Some boards go through and look at some specific mutual fund that they would like, but anything that's listed in the, I always forget the name, but the treasurer has a list of certified okay funds that we could use. But if you want, it just goes into a default account that UMB has.
No, I would like to see the list. I don't know that we have any magic formula, but.
Okay. I'll get UMB to send us over. Those guys are all out this week. So when we get back next week, I should be able to get that to you.
Great.
All right. So with that, the remaining portion, 8,544,840 or 47 would be allocated to capital outlay and to get us a ending fund balance of zero in the capital projects. And if funds are not expended in that year, then we'll carry that over into the following year. From there, let's go back up to debt service. So we budgeted in the transfers from the other funds, 2,188,400, which, sorry, update that number to 2,391,400. So that will update to that, the 2.3 million, 3.9, which is consists of capitalized interest of 1,466,400, surplus fund for the 2024 A1s of 722,000, and then a surplus for the 2024 A2s of $203,000. Going to 2025 budgeted $20,000. Obviously, we'll update this as we get better estimates once investment options are elected. Paying agent fees, Michael, I wasn't sure on this if that since there's three separate bonds, correct? That are separate issuances of. Would it be 4,000 a piece, or are we looking at a different amount on that?
I have not seen that. I would say put that in, and if we need to make an adjustment,
Okay.
if we make the adjustment down, that would be a good thing.
Okay. So that's what that was my logic there. I just said 4,000 a piece for each of those, the 2024 A1, A2, and then the B. And then estimated for I, if I read the schedule right, I didn't see any debt service payments in 2025, so capitalized interest still remains the same, 1,466,400 surplus fund. I needed to find the maximum there, but it will include interest, and so I just added a little bit of interest into that too. I will need to update those also because I originally had 10,000. I bumped that up to 20,000. Okay. Any other comments, questions, concerns in any part of the funds?
In the operation section where you changed it, you had 1 million. Joe did have a value that was going to be spent.
Okay.
And how much was that, Joe?
Well, I think that was in
99,000
that was in
reimbursement.
it went. The reimbursement was a hundred, you just put 100,000. It's 99 and some change.
Now, is that just your, is that first, well, what is that for?
That's just engineering of the off-site sewer line.
Does my somas fall in that or no?
We
did
can,
you
yeah.
add it?
Yep, it can be in there. Yep.
And how much did I tell you that was? That was 20. It was like 11,000. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And we could. What we could also do is leave a higher amount, and if it doesn't get used, it ends up getting rolled over.
So just do. I would do that. Do 125,000, and we'll make sure we take care of other stuff.
Yep, I agree.
But that falls into the column next to it, right?
Yeah.
You put the notes all in one place.
My apologies. Is the draft stamp wasn't letting me grab onto the million, so I just put it onto here.
Okay, no problem. Sorry, I misunderstood. I didn't notice you making the changes. You probably already had some of that.
Yeah, I was trying to highlight it, and it just grabs this A in the draft stamp. So.
No problem.
All right, so yeah, with that, I'll move 875,000 to the following year and leave 125,000 in for capital outlay for 2024.
Okay, good. Anything else, board? Okay, so here's what I'm going to need. So the motion would be that to approve the 2025 tentative budget as presented with those edits. And then let's look, if you guys can, at your calendars. So we need to set a public hearing date and have our second board meeting. It's got to be done by the end of the year. We need 7 days to notice it. So obviously it's got to be probably in week and a half, 2 weeks. So is there a date that you guys could, we could, you know, as part of the motion, say we're going to have the public hearing on that date and then get something scheduled?
I'm very flexible.
Matt and Joe, we have a PID lunch on the 11th at noon. We could maybe do it the morning of the 11th since I assume we're all available for that day.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, that's okay. A great idea.
What time?
Oh, what if we did it at 10? Then it could be done by 11, and then that allows us to get to our meeting by noon. So 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, we'll make that work. So 10 o'clock on the 11th of December. So again, the motion would be then to approve the 25 tentative budget as presented with those edits that we discussed, and then to set a public hearing date for December 11th at 10 o'clock.
All right, I'll make a motion that we approve the tentative budget as we've discussed on this call and is presented before us, and set a public hearing, public meeting on December the 11th at 10 a.m.
Perfect. Thank you, Daryl.
I'll second that. Matt.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Okay, David, if I can get you to quit sharing for a moment.
Sorry about that.
All right, so Joe, I saw that you sent out, let's have the discussion then on the improvement district budget. So since we don't really have anything, how do you guys want to handle it? I just put together a real fast, simple zero budget that we can just give the state auditor until we figure out the improvement district budget. How do you guys want to deal with it?
I think we do just like we did the PID, exactly the same, where we don't have, just do a zero budget, and then we'll deal with expenses of the next year. I don't think we have anything. I mean, the SPID budget I sent over was just a template of what they kind of do. We're nowhere near, you know, that kind of thing. I just want everyone to be aware of what.
Right. So here's the one that I just hurried and put together. I do it for some of the inactive PIDs that, like for 2, 3, and 4, this is what I would send to the state auditor. They just want something. So I've done this before with most of the other inactive PIDs, and they love it. They take it and they're fine. So, you know, I just put up that, hey, it's inactive. It's not operational. We're not collecting any taxes, any revenues. It just shows zero. So when we get something, like when we go through that Stansberry budget and we want to add things, and then we know kind of where revenue is going to come in, what our expenses, we can go through and do an amended budget. So are you guys, tell me, does this work? Does it not? What do you guys want to do?
Michael,
I think it's great.
Michael, a question is, do you need this for each year, 24 and 25, for filing?
No. No. So the way the state auditor works is they require there to be these three lines, these three columns. So they want to know what the budget was, they want to know what your actuals were, and then they want to know the 25. Now, David puts one more column. I want to say, David, don't you put 4?
Yeah.
On yours. This is the minimum the state auditor requires. So that's why I do it, is I just put the minimum that they require. They're good with it. So if you guys are comfortable, I would say, let's just do this. That way the board, I can show them you guys approved it. And then we'll come back whenever we need. I would say let's do it sooner than later, after the first of the year, once we kind of know what's going on inside the improvement district. And then we actually get one drawn up. Does that sound okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Joe, Daryl, you guys good with that? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So if I could get a motion then that we approve this tentative budget for the improvement district.
So moved. This is Dell.
Okay. Thank you, Dell.
I second it.
Thanks, Joe. All those in favor say aye.
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 And that's unanimous. All right, that's all I show on the agenda. Do you guys want to do the improvement district meeting right after the PID meeting on the same
day?
Yeah,
I think we could do 11 for the PID and 11:30 for, or is it 10 o'clock?
10.
I'm trying to think. We have 10 o'clock, right? So let's do, yeah, we could do, yeah, we could do 11 or 11:30 or yeah, 10:30 even. I think we'll be done by then.
Yeah, we should be. Okay. We'll do that then for the improvement district, is set it for 10:30 on the 11th.
Dale, are you okay with that?
I look like I'm okay with that.
Okay, perfect. Thanks, Dell. All right, if I could get a motion to that effect, then.
You have a motion for the next open improvement district meeting to be 10:30 on December 10th.
Is it the 10th or the 11th? Am I backwards?
11th at 10 o'clock.
Okay, perfect.
On the 11th? Okay. Accept that correction.
At 10:30.
10:30, I
thought. Joe, you broke up a little on that. I didn't hear.
Sorry, 10:30 is what? On the 11th, okay. At 10:30, right?
Perfect. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Dell. All those in. Darryl, is. That was that a motion or a second by you?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, perfect. That's unanimous. Okay, unless there's something else, I'd make or I'd ask for a motion to adjourn both meetings
I'm making a
or
motion we join both board
both
meetings at the
districts.
same.
Yep. Perfect. Thanks, Daryl. Joe, is that
I'll
a
second
second?
it. Yep, I'll second it.
Thanks. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Hey, thanks, you guys. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
everyone.
Thank you.